I can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. And then there's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake Lake. That's where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories that mean so much to me. Spending precious time outside with the love of family.
The hit was perfect. We went back out and it was.
This message will be handed down for all eternity.
Good job.
You teach your child about the wild and respect the land and sea.
There he is, baby.
Trust in the Lord and most of all, carry on the legacy. Carry on.
But then I seen his doe walk out right here. And I knew in a few minutes this buck's gonna be up. And he came out.
I saw tears in mom's eyes Christmas 85 when it began to snow.
My absolute favorite time of the year.
That was so proud when I hollered loud. Santa brought my first bow.
Got it! Good job.
Welcome back. Legacy. Your host, Ray I. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Here in the bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios, Matty G, the Vogler Vogler, Ralphie Duren.
That's to warm you up for the stories coming up next.
Ooh.
Look at Matty G.
Oh, what a beautiful Saturday morning. Get in real close to that campfire. Get you another cup of Thomas coffee, baby. Right? Conservation Federation of Missouri in the studio with us, joining us in the bunker, came down the long ladder through the tunnel, crawled in through the porthole, and made it into the bunker in the undisclosed location. Michael Wardall.
I didn't know I was supposed to bring sound effects.
No, that's my job. I bring the sound effects.
Oh, tell us a little bit about Conservation Federation, some of the events and the things you do. And then a little later show, we want to get into your convention coming up. But
absolutely.
You do these little events around the state for the Conservation Federation and other things. So I'll just let you have it. Go. Go.
Conservation? it takes money to make that happen.
Yes.
And that's my job with the Conservation Federation. I came on board in November, and I'm tasked with running our 16 fundraisers. We do everything from sporting clay events to dinner auctions. It's not all about raising money. We try to inform people when we have an event. There's a nice balance between educating people on conservation, educating people on who we are, and raising a little money along the way.
Right.
So we try to keep things fun and lighthearted. The sporting clay events are outstanding. We've got an established event in Kansas City. We do one in Boonville. Mm-hmm. Missouri. We're adding one in Branson this year.
Down at
Top of the Rock. There, yeah. World class shooting facility down there. We're excited about that. I'm looking at bringing a golf tournament to St. Louis later in the year. So it's a lot of fun. We're wide open right now, and it's going to be a fun season.
What about some of these events where you have the seminars and stuff, and people come and you got tables set up and stuff?
Absolutely. We do a lot of that at the convention, but at each one of our deals, we want our affiliates, whether it's NWTF, Ducks Unlimited, the Trappers. You know, I forget how many affiliate organizations, somewhere around 80 or so, that we've got from the state of Missouri, and they come in, they set up booths to talk about who they are, what they do. We bring in the MDC on occasion, and we talk about all their efforts from Parks and Rec and the stream team, where we go out and we actually put together groups. We go out and make sure things stay clean. I mean, this stuff doesn't happen on accident.
You were talking earlier in the program when we started, and especially for the Share the Harvest. A lot of people don't realize that's your guys' program with the department.
Right. And here's the amazing thing. Since 1992, there's been 3.5 million pounds of venison donated to those who wouldn't otherwise have protein-rich red meat.
Right.
Think about that.
That's free ranging. Right. Good for you. No chemicals.
That's right. That's over 10 million meals.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You guys do lots of neat stuff. What was the event we went to? We went out to Queenie Park.
Oh.
With these guys.
Oh,
I did a fall turkey seminar out there. I can't think what you guys call them, the name of those events.
Explore the Outdoors.
That's it. Thank you. I don't know. Just flatlined.
And the great thing about the Explore event here in our area in St. Louis, I met with the St. Louis Zoo yesterday. Okay. Where we set the date for October 7th. We're going to have an Explore the Outdoors at the St. Louis Zoo. We'll have information.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
I like that.
It'll be the evening of October 8th. We'll have the Living World exhibit all set up just for us, and we'll have a little party.
That's very cool. Thank you so much. We're going to get some more information from you. Before I go to Ralph, I want to say something about the Bambies. I read this stuff, and I'm unbelievable with the urban deer problem, especially in town and country. And I read this crap where they're going to try to give them birth control now because shooting them with sharpshooters is $100,000 a deer. Well, first of all, why would anybody pay anyone $100,000 a deer to shoot a deer? I mean, I don't get it.
No.
But birth control, when all they have to do is not spend any money and let the bow hunters come in.
That's right.
And thin the herd,
right,
and make it work. That's what hunting does. That's what the conservation department does. That's wildlife called wildlife management. They don't want hunters to come out there and take the deer, but they'll hire somebody from out of state with a high-powered rifle to shoot them.
Yeah,
but they're saying it's not working. Well, if it's not working, they're not doing it right because
it works.
It works. And well, we can't pay $100,000 a deer, so now we're going to pay $50,000 a deer and make them so they can't have babies. So by the time they fix one of them, it runs out in front of a truck. I don't know how that's all going to work. But doesn't that just seem really bizarre thinking?
Yes.
No common sense.
Right.
$100,000 a deer to shoot them, hiring a contractor.
Instead of bow
birth control. And when all you can do is make money and feed hundreds of thousands of people with the deer, with the resource, the bow hunters go in and donate it to share the harvest.
Absolutely.
Problem solved.
And you know, you don't have to let just any bow hunter. You can go through a qualifying process.
Absolutely.
Make sure they know what they're doing and they're good at what they do. And that's the simple
I did
solution.
Have a couple bow hunters message me and say, "Hey, I'll do it for $50,000.
Right.
Ralphie, tell us about these mountain lions.
Mountain lions,
what's going on with them?
You know, everywhere I used to go doing those 300 programs a year, every program I would get two or three people sometimes tell me their mountain lion story. And it's always, it ran across the road in front of me on the highway, and it was black.
Yeah, it's always a black
panther.
It's
a black panther.
Is that racist?
Everywhere. And there's been no such thing as a black mountain lion ever. So I said, you know, you might as well tell me you saw a Tyrannosaurus Rex, because there is actual evidence that they used to live here.
don't count out not seeing a black panther, because if you remember, Kevin Small was at a deer stand when this van came in, and the guys got out and he asked him what they was looking for, and they said Bigfoot, and he said, should have been here 10 minutes ago. There was a mom and two babies here. They went that way.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
But I always told people, look, if we actually have mountain lions here, they will get hit on the road.
And by golly, they have.
Because down there in the Florida Everglades where the Florida panther lived, there were only about 35 of them, and there's only one highway goes through there, and they always got hit on the road. I mean, it was a regular thing.
I'm glad one didn't get across the road when we was coming up 21.
Yeah, I know. So then, you know, I said, that's when we know, and when people start getting them on their trail cameras.
Right.
You know, as trail cameras got cheaper, they're going to show up, right? So guess what happened? The first one hit on the road, I would say this, they'll be getting hit on the road in downtown Kansas City. One got hit on the road in downtown Kansas City.
What about the one in Shannon County?
Because they
just
came
did
down
one
the
in
river.
Shannon County, and when they did the DNA on it, it came from the Black Hills.
Came from the Black Hills.
All the way here in Missouri. That's pretty cool.
A female.
And another one in Warren County.
Last Saturday in Warren County on I-70, my brother lives right there, about half a mile over the hill. and one got hit right there. And one got hit several years ago, in the summertime, route state fair time. South of Fulton on Highway 54. Well, that's not even 20 miles from my house.
But they've been talking about mountain lions. I mean, in the 70s, they talked about
mountain
lions in Missouri. And real quick, one time we was on a bow hunt, and the guy and his wife team were hunting with us, and he shot a deer and it ran off. So we went back to come back to camp after dark, and it ended up 10 o'clock in the night trying to track it. Well, my buddy came over to me and goes, this is going to be fun. I said, yeah. So he goes in around behind us, and the wife and husband are out in front of me. We stop, and he's down the hill, and he plays a Johnny Stewart mountain lion scream and growl.
Yeah.
From remember the old cassette tapes, the game calling things? He had one of them. He hit that. The guy grabs his wife and pushes her out in front of him with him and the sound. And she beat him all the way down that hill when we went back to the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, it was hilarious. But we had a lot of fun. We put a lot of guys in the truck with mountain lions. Do one for us real quick. I hope you don't got to poop when you do that. The face you're making looks like you do.
Do you remember when you did that program for our Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The camp over, he was doing these sounds. The camp over, we're a bunch of inner city kids that the counselor was having a hard time dealing with. After he heard that at that campfire that night, they'd go, they would not leave each other. There had to be physical contact. Sir, could you walk me to the bathroom, please?
Yeah. Well, that worked back when I was dating in a Jeep. My buddy played the Johnny Stewart Mountain Lion I had the girl in the Jeep and get lots of hugs that way.
Lots of hugs that way, yeah.
You had to get a crowbar to pry her off of you after about third scream from that mountain lion got close.
So this is wrong in so many ways.
I'm sorry, Michael, to bring you in this mess. The morning zoo, buddy. You didn't know what to expect when you came
Since
in here, did you?
1994.
Yeah, I was warned.
Did you hear that? He was warned.
He was warned.
Oh, that's scary.
I-70 last Saturday in the Missouri Department of Conservation says, where did it go? I just had it.
Yeah.
We don't care, Vogra Vogra.
Yeah.
I know.
And the female one was Shannon County.
Confirms the Missouri Department of Conservation recently received the DNA results from the confirmed mountain lion.
I just told
in
that.
In Shannon County. County. That's
I just
it.
Said that.
Black
it
Hills
was a
of
female.
Wyoming and
yeah.
South
female.
Dakota.
Yeah, female. South Dakota, yeah.
So all the others have always been young males, because young males have to disperse, and they have to get beyond
Is that what they call it? Disperse?
The home range of an adult male, or he will kill them. So they just take off going for parts unknown, hoping to get somewhere.
Did you know that Ralph used to be a conservation agent?
I did
for the Missouri Department of Conservation. And then he was in enforcement for a while. And he even carried a gun and all that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
and he coming down. We was up by, what's that Swan Lake area, that place with the, what was that place we hunted up there, the with Bill Cooper with all those kids? I can't think what that's called. The
Land Learning Foundation.
Anyway, he was up there in his uniform and stuff. And it worked for us several times with him at our camp. We'd get a bunch of Hoosiers in there talking their stuff, and Ralph come over, let me see your permits. Because they'd come in, we have media guys in there, they want the free stuff.
Oh, sure.
And they'd see Ralph come in uniform, and they'd all leave. Or he'd go over and say, let's see some tags. Well, he was up there at Swan Lake checking duck hunters.
Ooh.
And he was checking all these duck hunters. He caught this guy with these ducks. Ralph goes up and says, let me see this duck. He goes, puts his finger in the duck's butt. He says, this duck's from Iowa. Guy goes, really? How you know that? So I could tell. Picks up another one, puts his finger in his butt. He says, this duck right here is from South Dakota. And then Ralph turns to him and says, where are you from? Guy pulls his pants down, bends over, says, you tell me. Sorry, Ralph.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Right, Matty G?
On that note,
that's over there taking a nap.
Midwest Outdoor Studio.
Boy, Ralph used to put him in the truck when you pull in with that uniform and that gun on that badge. Yep. Used to put him in the truck, buddy. Yep, that was fun. Yeah. We'll see you on the other side, baby.